Hi, I'm John Weber, and our guest today on Piano Jazz has about as perfect a vocal instrument as you're ever going to hear these days. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of the elder statesmen of jazz have to say. The great James Moody. Roberta Gamberini is my musical soulmate. She'll be the best singer around for quite a while. The sky's the limit for her. The great Hank Jones. Roberta Gamberini is the best singer to emerge in 60 years, and it is our blessed good fortune to have with us today vocalist Roberta Gamberini. Roberta, I'm so glad that Marion suggested you as a guest for Piano Jazz.
Oh, and I'm so excited to be here. I've been listening to this show for a long time, since I moved to the States, and I love Marion. I really, really love her.
Me too. You know, I've never met your mom and dad, but they met where exactly? I've heard this story, and I want you to tell me.
They met in their hometown of Torino, Italy, at a jazz concert. And they were very young. It was a time after World War II where the country was being reconstructed. And so jazz musicians started coming to tour and play. And it was a period of great excitement.
And they were into music, right? Your father was a musician?
Yes, he played gigs when he was young, but he didn't turn it into a profession.
What instrument?
Tenor saxophone, and his idols were Coleman Hawkins and Don Byas.
Cool, cool. Is this true they named you for a movie musical?
Yes, absolutely. From the movie Roberta, which had their theme song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, which was also an important song for Don Byas, so there's all a connection that way.
Yeah. So you probably heard a lot of music growing up, I would imagine. You probably heard people coming to Torino, the jazz festival there?
Absolutely, yeah. First of all, I heard records because my dad had a record collection. A lot of his friends are also jazz collectors, jazz record vinyl collectors. So I heard a lot when I was basically born. And the first musicians who really caught my attention, who I absolutely adored when I was like a toddler, and even earlier than that, were Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald.
Love. Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky you. We should do a tune. Let's get right into the music. I'll quote James Moody talking about you, the sky's the limit. There was a movie called The Sky's the Limit with Fred Astaire and Joan Leslie, and I think you do a song from that movie.
Oh, there's a beautiful song from the movie. Yeah, Harold Arlen, lyrics by the great Johnny Mercer. It's called My Shining Hour.
Oh, you do?
Song.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's
cool.
do it. This moment, this minute, and each second in it will cast a glow upon the sky. And as time goes by, it will never die. This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like the lights of home before me, or an angel watching o'er me, this will be my shining hour till I'm with you again. Shaw-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-b
my shining hour. Calm and happy and bright in my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night, like the lights of home before me, or an angel watching o'er me. This will be my shining hour, till I'm with you, till I'm with you, till I'm with you again. Again.
Magnifico.
Thank you, John. It was a lot of fun.
My pronunciation?
Perfect.
I need to ask you about this. I read an article about you in which you described the connection between singing and storytelling, which I thought was pretty brilliant. I remember you saying something that when you're telling a story, you're constantly in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, because the story develops in the moment. It's like a movie. Usually has a song has a certain structure, usually where there's a climax. Something happens that takes you up to a climax. And then, you know, it's something that's constantly changing and evolving. And
right.
So are you while you sing it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what a jazz performance is. It is in the moment. And
right.
Even the great story, the Madame Butterfly story, for example, was even made into a jazz standard at one point.
Right, right. It was a gentleman who was a timpanelli composer who went to the opera theater, and I believe it was the first American performance of Madame Butterfly. They had one before in Italy, but it was met with great disapprovement, and it was an opera that was too modern probably for the time, but it has this great success in America. And he went and heard this magnificent music, but was attracted by the story and thought it would be great to have a pop song of the time, and of course, they would tell the story of Butterfly, and so he did it, and it became a big standard. Coleman Hawkins played it, and many great singers sang it. And so
including
it's
you.
Fantastic. Well, I love the song.
I love your version of Poor Butterfly. We should play that.
Let's do it.
There's a story told of a little Japanese sitting demurely neath a cherry blossom trees. Miss Butterfly's her name, a sweet little innocent child was she, when a fine young American from the sea to her garden came. They met 'neath the cherry blossoms every day, and he taught her how to love in the American way, to love with her soul. Easy to learn. Then he sailed away with a promise to return. Poor Butterfly. Neath her blossoms waiting, poor butterfly, for she loved him so, the moments pass into hours. The hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by, but if he don't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. But if he don't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly.
Well, that was gorgeous, Roberta.
Oh,
wow.
Thanks. Your accompaniment was masterful. Thank you so much.
See, I got some very, very big size 12s to fill after Hank Jones plays. Plays
well,
great.
Well, you did it wonderfully.
Well, there's more coming up with singer Roberta Gamberini. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, Roberta, I want to thank your dad someday for a very thoughtful get-well gift that he gave you when you had the flu when you were a kid. He gave you a present which significantly shaped your future.
Absolutely. And it's a present that I still have and hold on to very dearly. It was a vinyl of the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Carmen McRae playing all of Brubeck's tunes with lyrics by Iola Brubeck, who's Dave's lovely wife, who's a great, great lyricist. And, you know, the world knows about Dave the pianist, Dave the composer, the arranger. But, you know, about his songs, his songbook, some of his songs are known, and maybe a lot of people associate him with Take Five, which, by the way, was written by Paul Desmond. But a lot of people are not aware of the magnitude and the beauty of Dave's vocal production in terms of songs with lyrics. It's amazing. He's got so many, many wonderful, wonderful songs, and all have beautiful lyrics, and all would make some fantastic contemporary standards because they're all modern and fresh.
You're right. And I mean, Dave even wrote an opera at one point. I think he took Cannery Row and he cherry-picked two vocalists, Kurt Elling and the great Roberta Gamberini.
Moi.
I love that. That was great. I saw on YouTube Dave playing Alice in Wonderland. There's some kind of a Disney compilation they were doing, and you were on vocal, and he was just smiling ear to ear, loving every note that you sang.
Oh, he was sublime on this date. You know, we just recorded the tune one time, and it was just magic. Playing with him was magic, really.
In his own sweet way.
In his own sweet way. Oh yeah.
We should do that.
That's a great. Oh, isn't that a great tune?
You do a nice version.
Man.
Of that.
Yeah, I love the song, and I love the lyric again. It's a great, great tune. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. In your own sweet way, you've turned the whole world upside down, put on a false face, played the clown. Well, you've had your say. Now it's plain to see I'm nothing but a passing phase. You don't intend to mend your ways and remain with me. I found your style.
amusing for a while. I've watched you have your fun with everyone in your own sweet way. You've let me learn to know you well. I'm turning flip-flops. I can tell that you delight to stay in your sweet way, in your own sweet way. You turn the whole world upside down, put on that false face, play the clown. Well, I've had to pay, and now it's late. Oh, it's late to see. I'm nothing but a passing phase. You don't intend to mend your ways and remain with me. Show up, do it, do it, yow. Shill a little do bob, bowly do digging yow. Shop the bobbop, shop the bobbop, shut up, weep, bubble, 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 me. Shoo, shoo, boob, and yow. Show, oh, 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 shop up do win do shop boo win do shop up up a whoop mo shouldn't be out shop up a whip win do boom win do
Wow, Roberta, those are fantastic lyrics. I've never heard those.
Isn't that beautiful lyric?
Yeah. Oh, you do a great job on that.
Oh, thank you. Likewise, you did a great job playing that.
Thank you. Have you ever heard this? Oh, you're too young to sing that song. Oh no, you haven't lived long enough to sing that. Have you ever heard that?
Well, yeah, but you know, there is there is a truth in that affirmation, you know. But it depends. It's very individual. It depends on the individual, and you can't say that as a blanket statement. You know, you can't design an age to sing a song. It depends also on what the person has lived and gone through, and how his or her disposition is. You know, a lot of things.
I totally agree. I mean, Billy Strayhorn, for example, at a very young age, perhaps in the role of the storyteller,
right.
Wrote heart-wrenchingly poignant
right.
music and lyrics about things that he couldn't have possibly experienced yet. But man, could he tell a story.
I mean, right.
For example, I mean, I've heard you do Lush Life.
Yeah, that's my favorite song.
Oh my gosh, you do such a... I mean, as a young woman, as young a woman as you are, you definitely deliver the goods on that one. And I would love to hear you sing Lush Life.
I'd love to sing it. It's my, like I said, my favorite song, probably the most beautiful song ever written, and...
Tell the story.
Okay, let's do it. I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The men I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A truffle of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it all. To smile in spite of it, I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Stifling those who strive, I'll live a lush life in some small dive.
while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lost.
Wow, Roberta, that was a fantastic Lush Life.
Oh, thank you. It's a song I adore. I love this song so much.
It takes a lot out of you, though. It's just a really, really powerful, emotional thing.
Right. Yeah, but that's what great songs do that to you.
You're
they're supposed to.
Extraordinary.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm having a great time with Roberta Gamberini. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, I want to stay with Billy Strayhorn because he wrote so many great melodies, and I've never heard anybody brave enough to sing, it's called Multicolored Blue, I want to say, because I heard you sing it, and I thought, oh my God, this is gorgeous. This is fantastic. I'm so glad you recorded that. And tell me about it. Where did that song come from?
Yeah, I heard it on a record of the Duke Ellington Big Band live at Newport in 1958. Had great songs, and that one caught my attention. It had a great baritone vocal solo in the middle, sung by Ossie Bailey. It was also a big feature for Johnny Hodges, who played incredible lines on his alto saxophone. So what I did, I did a reduction of that big band arrangement for combo, and I sang the lines that Johnny Hodges played on that occasion, and I put some lyrics here and there to the parts played by the saxophone sections. So it turned into a vocal piece.
Wow. Here you saw Duke Ellington as a baby, and then who knew that someday you'd be writing an arrangement of a fantastic Billy Strayhorn
tune? I did, because Duke came to play while I was really, really a baby. Eh? In his last European tour, he came to play Torino, but he played this time an unusual venue. It was like a basketball stadium, small basketball stadium. It was very close to our home.
Yeah.
So my dad thought, okay, I'm going to try and bring the baby and see if she likes it. But I loved it.
Cool.
I still remember I was transfixed. I was too little to really understand rationally what was going on, but the images are very, very strong. And I was familiar with the music because that's what we used to listen to.
Well, in honor of Duke and Billy Strayhorn, let's do Multicolored Blue.
Let's do it.
Out of sorrow in the daylight comes a blue sound whispering gently. Hearts wide open, life will shine with the colors of a new day. Weep to ba 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 yellow. the daffodil, violet, the morning sky, red the rose, purple the night, brown the autumn leaf, blue, so blue, my heart. My man has gone away. Yes, he done left me alone and crying since you gone away. I knew how gray life can get for foolhearted gals, but now I swear I'm wise. Mona, get me a new man just to paint my life a brand new color. Show-a-whoop-it-wind-a-bow, shop-a-boop-it-a-wee-boo-doo-wee-boo-doo-boop, shop-a-boop-it, shop-a-boop-a-boop. Shall we be out? Shall we do yellow the daffodil, violet the morning sky, red the rose, purple the night, and it's brown. Brown is the autumn leaf, while it's blue, so blue, my. Out of sorrow, in the daylight, comes a blue sound, lingering on and on, saying, open up your heart and soul, let the new day shine with color. All the colors of a life that's lived with passion, it's a love song.
Stunning. That was beautiful.
It's a beautiful song.
That's amazing.
Amazing song. It's a great composition.
Billy Strait, you really interpret that just wonderfully.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, some of the most glorious music ever written for the human voice is, of course, in the Italian language. Your English diction is so flawless. I would never guess that it wasn't your first language.
Well, you're too nice. You're too kind.
But hearing you sing in Italian, is it? Transformingly powerful experience. I have three of your records in Italian, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh.
Would you like to sing something in Italian?
Yeah, I would love to. There's a great song written by Bruno Martino, who is a composer, a singer-songwriter from Milano. And he was a great guy. I met him when I was living in Milano. And he loved to sing and play his own songs in a little bar. It was a really smoky joint. You know, there's a very, very, very bohemian place. But everybody who was involved with arts, who would be in town, would go there just to listen to him sing and play his own songs. So you would find poets and writers and painters and of course, musicians. It was great. And one of these songs was picked up by João Gilberto, he made a great recording of it and it was called Estate.
Oh, let's do that.
Are you familiar with that one?
Oh, my, of course. Let's do that.
It became a big standard, in fact.
I would love to hear you sing Estate.
Okay, let's do it. Estate, which means summer.
Sei calda come i baci che ho perduto. Sei piena di un amore che è passato, che il cuore mio vorrebbe cancellare. Odio l'estate, il sole che ogni giorno ci scaldava, che splendidi tramonti dipingeva. Adesso brucia solo con furor. Tornerà un altro inverno, cadranno mille petali di rose, la neve coprirà tutte le cose, e forse un po' di pace arriverà. Odio l'estate, ha dato il suo profumo ad ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore, per farmi poi morire di dolore. Cadranno mille petali di rose, la neve coprirà tutte le cose, e forse un po' di pace arriverà. Odio l'estate, ha dato il suo profumo ad ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore. per farmi poi morire di dolore. Odio l'estate, odio l'estate.
Molto bello.
Grazie.
That was perfect. I love that. You do a beautiful job on estate.
Thank you.
Well, there's more music in just a minute with vocalist Roberta Gamberini. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Sunny Side Up, 1957. I'm going to guess that you own that record.
Oh, boy. Do I? It's one of my favorite albums ever, and it's been so since my childhood. There's so many great tracks on that album. So much life.
Great players. My God, what an assembly of
players.
Horn players, man.
Oh, man. And the rhythm section. And oh, my God.
Sonny Rollins, Sonny Stitt, Dizzy.
Phew.
You know, I would like to do something where you've actually taken horn solos, you've actually created some vocalese for the horn solos of Sonny Stitt and Dizzy and Sonny Rollins on that Sunny Side Up. I would love to. You did a version of On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Right, because it was my favorite track on that record, was this incredible version of On the Sunny Side of the Street with a head arrangement by Dizzy. That's a famous arrangement of Dizzy that he recorded before. But in that specific occasion with those two other giants, this created something really magical. And each one of them took only one chorus of solo. And these are just miracle solos, songs within the songs.
It's even more magical. It's even more magical when you sing it.
No, it's magical by itself.
Let's,
it's magical
let's do
when
it.
Dizzy plays it. Okay, let's do it.
A one, two, a one. Come on, guess it to go. Walking on the side of the street, just get ready to be right on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that goes? Woo, that happy tune is your step. Life can be so divine, right on the sunny side of life. Show me what, ball you whip, show me whip some. Surely whip some bomb bomb all you it. Surely whip some bomb bomb all you it. Surely whip. Yeah, and if you'd ever go, you surely get what you need. Just direct your feet right down the sunny side of life, the very sunny. Come on, come now. Oh, for sure there is a way to be on the sunny side of life. Shot looba doo looba doo did looba hooba. Shit looba bitter be up, mama weed league a honda rugged really on the bomb, but I'm gonna do it. Oodle ya do that lead, wee bad riddle it. All that you have to do is listen to the sound that goes on to stay. Oh, it will never ever fade away. Shot looba whip looba did looba. Come on and just see what happens. That happy sound that's coming on is the sound of a tenor saxophone that was played with and whistle by Mr. Sinister. But no, coming from the side, though I do know just to be the sunny side. Shut up, 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 there comes. I love his hand to sing the song that I wish I know was Dizzy. So blow! Just get your kicks on the sunny side, the groovy side, the very side of the street. Nothing but a jazz must ever and ever be bad, even all like that. Can't you hear that pitter, patter, pitter, patter sound? For that pitter, patter sound is like a tapping sound, a sound of joy lingering on, over and out. Can't you hear the sound of joy and happiness coming over? We're getting to the stars. Shop joy up, booby up, bury up, do go, be very up, we lead up, shitty up, move you now. Grab everything that you regard. Come on, never ever give it up, cause you'll get a little bunny walking on the sunny side of the street. You'll never get ready to stand there. So take my cool, it's time to have a ball. Cause I gotta be true when I say that I really go, man. If I get my whip and be taking a walk on the wonderful side of the road, cause it's all that I'm ready to search and I'm wanting to get along. Grab your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep, and just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bell that goes? Woo, that happy tune is your step. Life can be divine on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I am not afraid. This rover crosses over. If I never had one red cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet, on the sunny, on the shady, on the sunny side of the street.
Oh, great words.
Oh, thank you. But it's just something that I put together to go with the flow of the rhythm.
An extraordinary singing, I might add.
Oh, thank you so much. You're very nice. Thanks. Pleasure playing with you.
You know, Roberta, I really admire the fact that you respect elder musicians who became your good-natured mentors later, like James Moody. Did you ever see Moody as a kid?
Yes, I did. And I wasn't even 10. My father brought me to hear him. It was unforgettable. Unforgettable.
Wow. I heard the two of you sing Centerpiece.
Oh, yeah.
Which was by album. Johnny Mandel?
Yeah. You know, it was a war horse for Harry Sweets Edison.
Yeah.
But it was really written by Johnny Mandel and recorded in, I think, in the mid-40s under the name Keister's Parade.
Well, James Moody did such a wonderful job. I could just hear him smiling all the while he was singing with you, just trading fours. It was beautiful.
Oh, man. He was the greatest. He was one of those who wrote the book on jazz singing, especially on scat singing. And I learned so much from him. He was such a great, warm, fantastic human being.
So as a final tune, let's do Centerpiece as a tribute to James Moody.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The more I'm with you, pretty baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. Our happiness will never cease. place, 'cause nothing's any good without you. And baby, you're my centerpiece. I'll buy a house and garden somewhere around a country road apiece. A little cottage on the outskirts where we can really find release. 'Cause nothing's any good without you. And baby, you're my centerpiece. Shut up, do it, do but we. Should I woo to you? Shadow ba 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 wee da wee da wee da wee. Shabup to you wee. Shabup to wee bo wee. She a boy and do ya do do ba do do wee li ow. Shoo whip, shoo ow. Shabup a wee bup to ba do do ya. Ooh, yeah. Should I boy to boy and do ba ooh. Shall whip boy, shall whip boy, shall whip boy, shall whip dub up dead up and bum whip bug and dee up bumbling. Shall we do ya, do ya? When do we do ya? Shall we? When you see me worry, baby, it's 'cause it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and troubles, you know I've had my share. But the more I'm with you, pretty baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. Our happiness will never cease, 'cause nothing's any good without you. And
well, that was a lot of fun.
Brava. Thanks for being on Piano Jazz, Roberta.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for hosting this wonderful, wonderful show that I've been listening to for a long time now, since I came to America. It's a great show.
You've been listening to Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz with guest host John Weber and today's guest, Roberta Gamberini. Piano Jazz is recorded at NOLA Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos. Assistant Recording Engineer, Bill Moss. Mastering Engineer, David Mitchell. Production Manager, Grant Jackson. Executive Producer, Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. You can find more information about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz or listen to a recent program on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.